The fact that the Secretary did publish this notice of inquiry in the Federal Register actually just adds to our resolve to push back on what he is proposing. What he is proposing is a duplicative process, which ultimately is going to waste a lot of producer dollars. What we're going to do is we're going to look at all these questions. They're pretty open and general questions about how we as producers feel about the checkoff. We're going to encourage all producers to engage as well if they would like to. But it's important that we send a very clear signal that the checkoff as it stands today, the one under the 85 Act, has an 80% approval rating, is supported by the industry, and we just need to make sure that that continues to work and not have a duplicative process and more government control put in place by the Secretary.
Now, when the proposal was first announced, cattlemen's groups nationwide responded with a letter urging the Secretary to back off, arguing that USDA's program would give the government too much control. But Secretary Vilsack decided to move forward with it.
Unfortunately, it doesn't surprise us, because typically when the Secretary makes a decision to do something, he doesn't back down. But it is unfortunate and disappointing, because we do have a lot of support from the grassroots producers through the State Cattlemen's Associations and the Federation of State Beef Council that wrote letters to the Secretary making it very clear that they support the 85 Act over the 96 Act. And also the way it's set up right now through the state beef councils and the Cattlemen's Beef Board, you have to be a producer to be a part of that process. Under what the Secretary is proposing in the 96 Act, you do not necessarily have to be a producer. So you're taking control away from the beef councils, from the federations, from the producers, and more importantly, just consolidating all of that into government control. And that's the last thing we want, is more government control or intervention in our business.
Woodall says cattle producers can make their thoughts known by taking part in the comment period, which is underway.
More importantly, you also need to contact your member of Congress and your two senators and let them know that the Secretary meddling into the very successful 85 Checkoff Act is not appropriate, it's not appreciated, and we're going to need their help to push back.
Comments on the possible development of a new industry-funded promotion, research and information order for beef and beef products can be submitted online until December the 10th. You can do so at www.regulations.gov.